1 John 2, beginning in verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. Father, we thank you so much again for today, for your blessings in it, and for this time. And Father, I ask that you help us and strengthen us in your word, to stand strong in our faith and in your truth as you have given it through your holy word. We give this time to you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. How many of you have ever had that last hour moment in so many things? You know, it's the last hour of the week. I'm almost free for the weekend. How about that? It's the last hour of school. I'm almost done. I'm not going to have to go to school anymore. How many of you remember that lie? And how many of us continued in school the rest of our life, learning something practically every day? Well, John's not talking about those kinds of last hour moments in our life, but he is talking about the last hour that creation has to find its hope in Jesus Christ. Now, we say the last hour, but I also want to remind you, Peter says that a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as though a day. Time is insignificant to God, because he always is and he always will be, from eternity past to eternity future. He knows from then until then, and all of the in-between, he's in it. So for us to say it's the last hour, what we need to understand is where we are in relationship to his coming to fulfill his promise to make things right. In other words, there's a day coming that we know of, a day when all of his children will be called home, a day when the earth will suffer for the wrath of God coming upon sin. The new kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth. We are in the last hours of finding peace with God before it's too late. This is what we're talking about. John says, my little children, with the sincerest form of love for those who are hearing his words, my little children, please hear me. It is the last hour. And he tells us it's the last hour by pointing out that there are many antichrists that are already in the world distorting the truth of who Jesus is. How many of you know that there is still distortion of Christian doctrine in the world today? It always has been, and it will continue. Listen, Paul says in Romans chapter 13, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts, because the night is far spent and the day is at hand. It is the last hour. The night is spent. Wake up. Wake up and see what is going on around you. See what God is trying to show you. See what God is not just showing you in the world, but even within your own heart. If there is something to get rid of, cast it out and let God have that space. Don't make provision for the flesh, the lust of the flesh, whatever it might be. And we talked about that last week. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Make no provision for these things, because we are in the last hour, and we should be honoring God as God honors us every day. Cast off the works of darkness. Cast them off. How many of you have held on to things far too long, and you know it? And you know you need to get rid of it. Is it so hard to let God have that space? To just set it aside? Let me tell you something that's hard. This is not going to sound like much, but this is hard. How many of you have ever been hooked on Coca-Cola? And if you were told today you couldn't have another drink of Coca-Cola, what would you do? How many of you have ever been hooked on cigarettes? I mean, there are things that we can have in life that are addictions, aren't they? One of the hardest things I ever did was to quit smoking. I was smoking 3 packs a day. I mean, that's what the Navy did. You know, we smoked. I went to bed with a cigarette in a little mechanical arm ready to light when it was time to get up. Had a little IV tube with straight 100% proof coffee in my veins ready to turn on. You know, we have our lives fixed is what I'm saying. We have things we've got to have. Cigarettes, Coca-Cola. One of the hardest things I ever did was to give up cigarettes. But I look back now, I'm so glad that I did. One of the hardest things I'm doing now is giving up Coke. It's been 3 months and I quit cold turkey on Coca-Cola. How about that? Not going back. Y'all help me with that now. And one of these days I'm going to give up chocolate. One of these days. It might be when God calls me home. But how many of us are holding that attitude with things we really should let go of? When God calls me home, it'll be gone. And how are we honoring God in that? And how are we casting off the things of darkness that we have harbored in our hearts if we don't throw them out? If we don't take a stand, even when it's hard, for ourselves? It's easy to tell somebody else when they're doing something wrong or how they need to change their life. But when it comes to us applying the same rules and principles to our own life, why is it so hard? Because we don't want to let it go. That's all it boils down to. It's a fixture in our life. Both John and Paul are telling us when it comes to spiritual things, when it comes to our walk with God and honoring God in our life, it is time to wake up. It's the last hour. The night is far spent. Cast off those works of darkness. Make no provision for the flesh and the lust of the flesh, because God and His time is drawing closer every day. And if the rapture hasn't come yet, how much closer is it to coming? If the kingdom of God hasn't come yet, how much closer is it to coming? It is closer than we can even possibly imagine. I can't give you the day or the hour, but I can give you the Savior. I can point to Him and say, this is where you need to bow the knee and confess your sins and find forgiveness. Because when the day and the hour comes, He's the one that's rescuing you. But if you have not bowed and prayed and found forgiveness through Jesus Christ, when that day comes, it will be too late. Here's something that's really important to hear. He says, you know that it's the last hour because the Antichrist is coming, and even now many of them have already come. They went out from us. But they were not of us. If they would have been from us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest. Do you know where the greatest danger to our walk with Christ lies? It lies within the house of God itself and those who are taking the truths of God and making them lies. When we began to teach something other than God's Word as truth, then we are teaching as if we are Antichrist. Because if we are teaching against God's Word, then we are fighting against God as one who does not believe. It's just that simple. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do you believe in His Word? Do you believe who He is and who He says He is? Then hold to those truths and don't be confused in a world that is full of philosophies and ideas that come from the Antichrist. I want you to hear something about this. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians, he says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed." We don't know who the Antichrist himself is, but we know what his teachings are. Don't we? And we know his teachings will continue until the one that restrains him is taken out of the place. Now, I love this because this is where we begin to understand that those who are saved by grace in Jesus Christ, sealed for the day of redemption with the Holy Spirit, the seal upon our heart, who is the one who restrains the evil one. Y'all know that, right? The Holy Spirit restrains the evil one. Well, what happens when the Holy Spirit is taken out of the world? All of us who are sealed with the Holy Spirit, guess what? We're going with Him. This is where we began to talk about the rapture of the church and those who believe. If you are sealed with the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption, your day of redemption, if you have not already stepped into eternity, as our sister Johnny did this morning, then we shall join with them in the sky in the twinkling of an eye, the sound of a trumpet, when the Holy Spirit is called out of the earth. We shall be made new. And the world will be left behind. And if you think it's ugly now, wait until the Holy Spirit is taken out and there's no more restraint. And the world is fighting to remove God, isn't it? And why do churches try to help it? Why do people within the church teach false doctrines to lead people in a path of destruction? Because they are of the Antichrist. And they were even in the day of John. He said it is the last hour. And if it was the last hour for him, we've got to be at least 30 minutes into that hour, don't you think? And look what is happening in our world and in our churches today. And they are walking away from God to please themselves and to give themselves their own ideas about how to find peace with God apart from Jesus Christ. The Antichrist, this is the way he teaches. And this is how he brings destruction. Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." In the latter times, what in the world would cause people to be so easily deceived by these false doctrines and these teachings of demons? Let me tell you how it begins. It begins when we forget who God is to us. Do you know that our nation, I'm not talking about the world, we got enough problems right here in our own homes, don't we? Our nation has forgotten who God is. There was a study done in 2022. That was just a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Let me share a couple of, or three of the, or four of the hard truths that were found in this study. Those who were polled were asked these kinds of questions. First, do you believe Scripture is literally true? Do you know 53% of the people who responded said no? That this Scripture, that this Holy Bible is not literally true. 53%. Now this poll was taking place among believers. Believers. And 53% of those polled said they do not believe that God's Word is literally true. You want to know what makes it easy to walk away from God? You stop believing that His Word is true. And how many people in our world today don't believe what God has to say? The second question was asked, is Jesus the only way to God? Is Jesus the only way to God? 56% of those who claim faith said, no, Jesus is not the only way to God. 56% of people in churches that were polled said Jesus is not the only way. 53% said his word's not literally true. 56% said Jesus is not the only way. So when we don't believe what God says, it makes it easy to walk away. When we don't believe Jesus is the only way, it makes it easy for us to make our own religious way. The third one that I'll share with you is this. The poll asked those who were in the churches, are humans really sinful by nature? 57% said no. 57% said no, we're not sinful. Because they don't believe God's Word. Because they don't believe Jesus is the only way. And when you say that you don't believe you're sinful, not only in these categories have you made it easy to walk away, not only have you made it easy to find your own religious way, now you're saying, I don't think I really need a way to heaven anyway. You understand what I'm saying? And this is happening within the church body. John said the Antichrist has come out from among us. And it is still happening today, even more so with the teachings that are being espoused in churches leading apart from what is taught in Scripture. If you don't believe that Scripture is literally true, then what do you believe in Scripture? Just the parts that make you feel good? Just the parts that fit your society and the way your society wants to live? So many people are wanting to change God and His words, and they have forgotten that God has given His word to change us, to bring us back into peace and relationship with Him. We can't bring Him down into the world. Hey, God, we got a big old party going on. We got a table waiting on you. That don't work. God said, no, I've already prepared a table. It begins with my son. And if you want to have a meal and find peace and forgiveness of sins through Jesus, the Spirit says expressly that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. If you stand by and watch, it's amazing to see how people discard the teachings of God and replace it with their own little mosaics, a piece they get from here, a piece they get from there. My friend really believes this. It must be true. I don't need Jesus. Can you find that in Scripture? Or can you find that in the world? You see, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is what John is trying to say to us. This is what Paul is trying to say to us. God speaking to us through these that went before us and through all that have given us His Word in writing. He is trying to tell us there is danger in the life that you live every day. He knows it. He lived it. He conquered it for us, because we can't conquer it on our own. And He's not expecting us to be perfect, but He is expecting us to strive against the world every day, to cast off the works of darkness. Look at it. Recognize it for what it is and throw it away. And don't come back in 30 minutes and say, wait a minute, I really needed that bag. Let it go. Look forward to what God is leading you to. Walk in a path that honors God as He walks a path that honors you. Have faith in Him. He has faith in you. He wouldn't have come searching for you if He didn't have faith in you to accomplish the easiest and the hardest thing set before you. Not on your own, but with Him as part of your life. Don't believe in the doctrines of demons. Don't believe in the things that churches are espousing today. Don't think for one second that God can be mocked. He tolerates it. But what will you do when He stops tolerating it? You know, the world asks us to be tolerant of it. God is love. You should love. We've talked about this. But what's the world going to say when God quits tolerating it? What's the world going to do when God says, now it's time to give account? What are we going to do when God says it's time to give account? Are we going to stand faithfully on His Word, even if there's some things we can't understand? Yeah, that's walking in faith. So many have done it in Scripture. So many have done it before us that were never even written about. And we still are required to walk in faith even today. And sometimes it's hard. You want answers. Well, here's the only answer you get. I'm with you. I am with you. That's what God says. Do you want to know what's coming next? Don't worry about it. I'm with you. You want to know how you're going to handle what's coming up? Don't worry about it. I'm with you. You want to know when all this is going to be over? Don't worry about it. I'm with you. But God, I've got a lot of questions. Don't worry about it. I'm with you. I'm with you. But do you believe Him? Do you trust Him? and you walk in faith every day? Or is your heart being tugged by the doctrine of demons, by the philosophies of the world, that things are just okay? You're really not sinful. You couldn't help it. It's God's fault. He tested you more than you could take. How easy it is for us to grab hold of something to relieve ourselves of our own guilt, to make someone else responsible. But God's word begins by telling us we're responsible. God's offering help and healing. We're responsible to apply the salve that God is offering through prayer, through faith and walking in faith, through being a witness every day. God is there with us with the salve, and He's... How many of you like a shoulder massage? God's right there with you. We got this. We got this. But you got to begin by recognizing first, you are responsible for who you are. You are responsible for the sin in your life. You can find forgiveness through Jesus Christ alone, or you will have to answer for it on your own. So your sin still has to be answered for. But that's why Jesus sacrificed Himself, so that the Father would look at Him and see forgiveness upon those who believe. But for those who say they don't need Jesus, that there are many other paths to heaven apart from Jesus, they're not sinful, they don't need forgiveness, when you stand before the Father and give account, you won't be able to measure up to what God is calling for. And the penalty will be great. I'm telling you today, though, you don't have to face that penalty. I'm telling you today that you can have hope and peace with God through Jesus Christ. I'm telling you the same thing that God's Word has told so many before us and continues to speak to us about today. Jesus is the only way. Jesus will always be the only way to find peace with God, to find forgiveness of sins, to find restoration and to find newness of life. But it must come through Jesus Christ. It must come by admitting that you're a sinner. It must come by professing that sin and pleading for that forgiveness that God is so eagerly waiting to give. Lord, forgive me. Oh, don't worry about it. I got this. And that's how your journey begins. And that's how your journey continues every day in faith with Christ. God, I need help and forgiveness. Don't worry about it. I got it. God, I don't know what to do with this thing that's coming up. Don't worry about it. We've got it. God, what about tomorrow? Don't worry about it. We've got it. Do you have that kind of hope and that kind of peace with God? If you haven't found peace with Jesus, I pray that you will today. I pray that you will bow the knee, that you will confess and find forgiveness. I pray that the joy of salvation will fill your heart to overflowing. And you have that time to do it and to find it right now. The altar is open. Will you come? Father, I thank you again for this day. I thank you for your words that strengthen us, Lord, that encourage us, but also show us, Lord, there is error that must be corrected in our life. But Lord, you are here to help. You are here to save. And I pray that we have heard. And I pray, Lord, that hearts have opened for you and have found forgiveness. Lord, we ask this all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The altar is open. Mm-hmm.